This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Parshas Vayetze, in the very beginning, it says, Vayikach me'avne ha-mokrim v'yosim ha-shoiso v'yishchem mokrim ahu. And the Gemara is medayik. That later on it says Vayikach as Eva Shasoma Shoisov, Vayasoma Tseva, Yitzhak Shemal Roisha. So the Chazal Medayik, the Sipat Vorm Rashi brings it, that the stones were Merivasum Zu, and Zoysomas Layanich Sarek's Roisha, Zosmat Layanich, Miyada Sonakash Broch Evan Achas. So Klal Godel is Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't make Nisim for nothing. It's Ke'ilu. We say that, I mean, they'll figure out a way for the Avonim to figure it out. It's not something that you need to make a Nis to put it together. But the Mashmos is that it wasn't just a Nis. There were a whole bunch. The Chaloyim was a Nevu and so on. But the fact, it says he took Vayikach Haseem Hashem Hashoysev Vayosim Oysem Hatseva means that became his Mokum Hakrava. It's Kilu, that's the Mokum, that's the Nekuda that Yaakov made his Mizbeach. It's his Nekuda Savoida is that Evan. Where does that Sipa Dvorim express what Yaakov is about? It's also interesting the difference of Matzeva and Mizbeach. Matzeva was one stone that you brought a carbon on, as opposed to Mizbeach, which has many avonim. Matzeva was Ohuv b'mei ha'ovis, and later, because Avodah Zarah used it, it became Sonui. But the Evan being a Matzeva means that there's the superb form of Akrava. That was the platform on which he brought a carbon, and that expresses, that's the carbon of Yaakov. It's Rashi says over here that Vayosem Rashoysov, Ason Kimin Marziv Sovir Leroyshe, Sherub Nechayes Royce. I don't know, I guess I haven't slept much in jungles, but one assumes that you need protection in general. It's not just Stavki Baroishei. The Diyuk HaDvarim is that these Avnei HaMokrim were meant to be around his head. I guess one stone is, if you want to just put it under the head, you only need one stone. It's Stavki the Mokrim. The meriva of the avonim was where the tzaddik should be nech roishay. One could have seen the same machlokes happen. Which one would surround the tzaddik? What's the difference? So let's speak a little bit. Let's understand a little bit the inyan, and then understand where Yaakov is the one that's miyuchad for it. If we ask ourselves, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world appears in Toifanim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, and then there's Marabu Masach Hashem, Ekulam Mechach Masisa. There's a ribui of extraordinary different elements in this world. A person has mitzad his koyach hapeula. A person's koyach ha'pa'ula is as varied as the world. A person can be misasik and be oisik anywhere with anything in the world. That's koyach ha'adam. Koyach ha'adam is unique in that. So a person mitzad, his world of ma'isa, is a ribui. He can go everywhere, all the time, anywhere. And there is no real reflection in a person's maisim of Hashem being echad. A person's maisim, if a person is supposed to represent Tzolom and Dmus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, there is no, there is a person that is shayach to every different element in the world. So mitzad the koiches haguf, and mitzad even the koiches hanefesh of a person is everything, everywhere. The chelik of the person that is that is miyuchid to putting everything together is a person's das. A person who is a bar das, whatever he does heads to a common place. So l'marshal, a person is interested in making a house. That's his goal now. So the money that he gets together, the materials he gets together, the workers that he hires, the plans that he sketches, everything is shayach to that. A person looking from the outside, mitzad es pu'ulos, getting the money, schlepping the materials, finding the person to build it, flattening the land, 101 things, a person looking from the outside doesn't see a kesha between these activities. Mitzad the koyach and das of Adam, that's puts it together. That can make it one. A person who's chassid das is given to whims. You can't predict what a chassid das is going to do. He basically whatever he's in the mood on for. So there's no rhyme or reason. A person who's kulei das, you say to yourself every single point of what he's doing is somewhat part of the plan. Lahavdol, maybe not even Lahavdol, a big person who writes something, we look at Rashi or the Rambam, will say there is nothing there that just came, just stam. Everything ties in to what he wants to say. There's a reason why he says everything. It's a hallmark of extraordinary das that there was nothing because that moment he got carried away with a certain word or a phrase or anything like that. That's the koyach hadas. So if we to ask ourselves, what is the mitzad pulis ha'adam, there is different pulis, ein seif, mitzad koyach hadas of a person, that brings together all the chelkei asiyah of a person. Yaakov Avinu was of all the avos, he was the one that was his shufra was kein shufra of Adam Arishin. He was doing with Adam Arishin. Adam Arishin, it says two things. Vayomer Elokim, Nasa Adam b'tzalmeinu k'dmuseinu. Tzuris Adam is b'tzalem and dmus kaviyoch v'kadosh baruch hu. V'yirdu b'tgas hayam v'oif hashamayim. So that's it. There are two nekudas about Adam that are mentioned. One is Bitzalmenu Kidmusenu, which Rashi says Lahavnu Lahaskil, and V'yirdu Bidgas Hayom Efashamayim. If we're to ask ourselves, what is the description Kaviyochel Vakadosh Baruch Hu? That is the core description that we relate to, that would be Echad, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. So, Nasa Adam B'Tzalmeinu K'dmuseinu means that Adam reflects Kaviyochol HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Echad. The only, the practical ramification of that is v'yirdu b'tgas hayom v'yif ha'shamayim v'yimim u'b'chol ha'aretz chomer z'aretz ha'aretz. Mitzad the shulton of Adam, he's shayich to everything. Now, let's explain a minute what is needed to be shoylen on something. When we have the minuy of a melech by Kal Yisrael, it says, on the one hand, it has to be echad me'achecha, me'achecha. It has to be one of Klal Yisrael. And then we have a second din of Sayim Tassim, Shatei Imasa Lecha, the distance. So you have two almost contradictory descriptions. One is the Melech has to be one of the people. He has to be Mikev Echechon. That's why Gripas wasn't, it couldn't be Melech and so on. Meirach Gisa, he can't be one of the people. He can't be one of the boys. He has his a Metzias that goes above it. And the answer is, Mitzad, where he's coming from, he needs to be of everyone. You can't be shoylet on something that you have no shaychus to. So a person can be shoylet on a ummah that he is of that ummah. A strange ummah, a person can impose, but it's not going to last. It's not going to be a malchus. Adam was made from the Arba Kantras Haaretz, from off from Arba Kantras Haaretz, and b'meila he's koilin himself all the chelkei ha'olam, and he also has something beyond them. He has, like Rashi says, the das lahavra lahaskil. B'meila he could be shaylan on it. So just like the das in a person has two important tchunis that allow it to be shaylan on the person. One is the nerves touch every single other chelik of the body. Every eva that's affected by seichel and das must be connected somehow to the brain. The brain itself, the teichen of the brain, is in a different world than the teichen of the evarim. So you have being of the evarim that gives you the ability to be shaylet on something, but the etzem shilton itself is the seichel and the das that sets you aside from everybody else. So the tzuris Adam, that Adam is the yichud of Adam, is that Adam is someone who has in himself that selim of echad, and he shaylet on the world, he makes the world into echad. I want to add one more knetch that about this nekud of Adam, of being like echad and so on. The word selim doesn't mean a physical form. It means a conceptual form. Like the Rishonim, like our old Maya, that Chas V'Shalom, that the word selim over here would mean a physical dmus and so on. Rashi says, b'tfush shalanu. The, whenever, hagabat smicha, whenever you look at an object, the pieces are all physical, and they all are described physically. This is a long piece, this is a short piece. So, Lamarshal, if I describe a car, I can describe somebody who never saw a car before in his life, never saw the mitzvahs of a car. So he'll say there's a round piece that's black, and then there's something long and curved that's red, and then there's a thing that's transparent, and so on. He'll describe each piece physically, and that's all he can do. He can only describe it in physical terms. So he'll describe all the pieces. A person who has a havana, who is a bardeya, will say, "Oh, it's a car." The same way when, LaMarshall, when a machine recognizes a person's face, it counts, whatever it is, it counts lines, dots, colors, and that's quote-unquote recognition. It's a very mechanical tallying of the pieces and parts. How many, a person takes a fingerprint. How many circles are there on his fingers, and how close are they, and how far are they? That's it. To be makir, I look at a person, I say, oh, that's Reuven. And you ask him, how do you know it's Reuven? I can see it's Reuven. And a person has a very hard time describing it, because the koyach of being makir is something that relates to the tzelem of the person. He has a certain tzura. Sometimes I'll see a person that looks very similar to him. I say, it's not the same person. There's something about him different. And there's nothing I can physically describe, but it's a tzura klalis. So Adam has shaychus to tzelem as opposed to physical items. The tzelem is the klalis gestalt of a person, and that's unique to Adam. So when we have Yaakov Avinu, when he is shaykh to the demus of Adam, his shufre is the shufre of Adam. So he is someone who is the koyach of his lies specifically in his das. The others are the categorized in terms of many, many different zelu maser. So one of the characterizations is based on Torah Avodimus Chasadim in inverse order. Avram Avinu is the Amud Gemilas Chasadim. That doesn't require any big cheshbonos. That's Avram. Yitzchak is shayach to Avoda. Yitzchak was the embodiment of a carbon, also very pashit. Yaakov is shayach to Torah. So Yaakov's shaykh as a Torah is because two things. Yaakov in himself had to be mechaber to a feichim of Avram's midas and Yitzchak's midas. Avram's midas and Yitzchak's midas were polar opposite. Avram was chesed and Yitzchak was Midas Hadin, and somebody to bring the two together is only possible with Koyach of Das. In other words, the Chelik of Avodas Hashem that balances and puts each one in each place is the Koyach HaDas. The Rambam in Deis, when he speaks about what it means, what's our obligation of Valachta Bedrachov, he says a person's personality consists of various midas, and the common denominator is they all come with two extremes, or better said, a range, ranging from one extreme to the other extreme. And in all cases, what the Rambam calls derech hamemutza is the product of das. Derech HaMemutza doesn't mean that if a person is a Baal Taiva and he could eat 5 pounds of meat and he could also fast. So Memutza is not 2.5 pounds of meat. Memutza means that the person's das weighs and measures, like the Rambam says, the Gabbat Stoker, Mechalkel Drochav B'Mishpat, that the person is weighs and makes a decision based on das. Neither the person's desire to eat, nor the person's desire to sort of to be an ascetic, are koivea what should be. The das and the seichas koivea. So if Avram Avinu's mizug, Avram Avinu had to be memazik, the two midas. In different chazal, it says that he said, I have these two stones, and if they become one stone, in by me, then I know that I'm roi. So to be memazik, the two midas, that was something that requires das, and that's why Torah was the his avoda, because Torah is something that gives everything its place and so on. The Maral speaks many times about Torah, and he calls it seder ha'olam. It means all the pieces are given their proper place and makom and so on and so forth. It's very interesting. One of the earliest firm that deals with presenting what Torah is, the Kuzari, the Sefer is built around presenting Torah, Yiddishkeit, to the Melech of the Kuzarim. A whole bunch of times, the Kuzari asks, well, how come then you don't just do this? Or why don't you all do this? And so on. And the answer is always, didn't I tell you that Torah is neither one of these things? Torah is the correct balance of all the different items. Each koyach that a person gave has to find its place, perforce. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't give us empty koyaches. And how to balance it out, that's the makom of Torah. That's by him a bunch of times. That's a constant theme. It's a constant akuda. That lies in the koyach ha-sech and koyach ha-das. I always thought that the reason why this is the nekuda in the Kuzari is because chesed as the nekuda of toiv, of religion, is common not only to people who are even other, avoiders, goyim. It's even someone who's totally irreligious. Chesed is something that's the minimum of toiv that a person has. Avoida, in whether it's tefillah, whether it's other sort of pa'ulos that a person does for avoida, is common to all avodah zaras and it's common to other religions. It's not miyachad kal Yisrael. They also have that. The musig of Torah, which means to understand where the pieces have to be put, that's unique kal Yisrael. The other ones have, they all have sfarim, the sfarim are to inspire, to whatever. It has no shaykhis. Torah as a seder ha'olam is unique to Torah. It gives each one the right and proper place, and that's a function in a person of das dafka. So one inyan where Avraham Avinu had to have this maila, Yaakov had to have this inyan of das, is because it came from two different sources. And the only way that he could be mamshich, both Avram and Yitzchak, was through the inyan of das that gave each one its place. There's another, and that is his hemshech onwards. Avram's avoda was to sift out Yishmael, and he's left with Yitzchak. Yitzchak's avoda was to sift out Esav, and to leave Yaakov there. Yaakov's avoda was to be koilel all the shvatim together. Unless the sheirish is something that could be koilel, there's no way where 12 different shvatim could come from the same makom. If I meet a group of people, and some people look like this and speak this language, and some people look like this and speak this language, some people look like this and speak this language, there's no way they come from the same place. Unless I have a company that has interpreters. So all these people work for the company that has interpreters. There's some other overarching inyan that makes use of all of these. That the Yud Beis Shvatim can be shaykh all equally to the same sheirish is a function only of Koyach Hadas. That's if Yaakov's mita would have been anything else, some of the children would be yes shaykh, some children not shaykh. Some of the children would be more shaykh, some less shaykh. But that they all should be equally shaykh, they all should be Bnei Yisrael. When he's a Zvulun, he's a Yisachar. He's a Don, and he's a Levi. Each one is in a very, very different makom. The answer is that the mida that's koilel all the pieces is the mida of Das or Torah when you're talking about this inyan. So Yaakov Avinu is this mida of Das that he took from Adam. And Adam, if he's curled the entire world, Das was meant to be that central midah that would give him the redu and the gasayom and everything else. The world it didn't work. The world fell apart. And Yaakov Avinu, his shufri is me'ein shufri to Adam. That's so one oifen in which that has to express itself is to be koilel all the inyanim, all the rachvas of the world, the entire merchav of the world and everything in it. There's another place where it has to be koilel everything, and that is in the tchum of machshava itself. And the word echad is, the Gemara says, Yimamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Zayin Rekiyim, on the Dalet Ruchos. The Aleph is one, and then Yimamlech Him on the Rekiyim, and Yimamlech Him on the different Ruchos in the world. So there are two different Ribuyim that Adam has to be Shailed on. There is the various different entities, the various different groups in the world. That's one. And the incredible breadth of the Bria, that's Dalet Ruchos. The Maral says, when he speaks about Dal Malchus, Dalet Ruchos is how things spread. When you dump something down, when you spill something, it spreads in four directions. There's also the Inyan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with many, many layers. And inyanim come down from Shemayim to Eretz, layer after layer after layer. Just like the different chalokim of the world were all, bait for Avodah Zarah. Person looked at the sun, person looked at the moon, person looked at the wind, different area, different things in the world. They were, they worshipped, Tanin they worshipped, different, everyone picked a different Vazara. The Inyanim, for instance, of Kishuv, the Inyanim of being mispalel to a Koyach, is also an Inyan that it comes about because the world has many layers. So these are not horizontal, these are vertical layers. And being me'achinit means bringing together all of those inyanim. The Eben Ezra says, he brings from Shlomo ben Gabirol, Shlomo Asfardi calls him, that Shlomo ben Gabirol, that when it says the malachi elekim ha'olim v'yordim on this ladder, what are we talking about? So a lot of Shlomo, each one has a different nekuda and different inyan. The Ebenezer brings from Shlomo ben Gabirol that it's the machshavas of the person going up and down. The pshat in that is when a person, we think that it starts with our machshava. But that's not true. A person gets an idea. It came from someplace. A person gets either an understanding, like it lights up, like it, a flash of light. Ah! Now I chap it. A person gets inspiration, many things like that. So we, or a person who's less than a maimon, thinks that it starts with himself. So I'm a thinker, and from my mind, an idea came, and that's what it's about. We understand that a person who's taka minutik from lamala, so the ideas come from his own self, from his taivis, from whatever it is. A person is meant to be kosher lamala, and an idea that comes into our head has descended from lamala, and it crosses into our conscience. It crosses into our consciousness. It crosses into our awareness. And now we see, we understand, and so on. So Yaakov Avinu, he's aware of where his machshavas come from in the Sheirish and how they go, they're processed by him until it brings him out Lamaisa. So a personal Moshe has his Iris, person has a vana of some sort, a tfisa. He takes the raw idea, he develops it, he thinks about it, he understands where it fits with other things, he builds it, and then implements it. So Adam is the central figure of between the chachma al yoina to the meisim of tachtonim. He's the junction between the two, and it's up for him to take those ideas. No other Baal Chai gets those ideas. No other Baal Chai gets the ability to process it and to bring it down. So b'meila, Adam is that junction. The Nefesh HaChayim, he speaks about the Nefesh HaChayim, about Yaakov Chevel Nachlosoi. The Nefesh HaChayim is very, very, this is a very central akuda by him, about how all the worlds come through Adam, through and go down, that and b'meila, Adam is sort of the midpoint of all these inyanim that come down to this world. And the Nefesh HaChayim speaks about it having an effect two ways and so on, but to use the word chevel nachlosoi, loshen a rope, that Yaakov is the one who is, he's on that continuum of the inyanim gomel malamata. So let's just get the picture, the entire picture. When we talk about Avodas Hashem, so the beginning of Avodas Hashem, the start of it is always bits and pieces. We can only be Teifes in Yanim from a piece by piece, just like Lahavdil. When you try to explain something to someone who doesn't understand, you explain each piece individually to get the entire, to explain a sugya. So you look at one nekuda, another nekuda, another nekuda. That's tchilas darkei shel Adam. When a person, so any ascholin avodas Hashem starts with a particular inyan, and a person's are to this, and so on. Those are the midas that Avram and Yitzhak brought to Kal Yisrael. And those midas are the raw material which goes into the Avodas Hashem. These are midas that are real midas, and they're the core midas, the two midas of Avram and Yitzhak, the mid of Esen Lois Asay, the mid of Chesed and Din. However you'll describe those two midas, they're opposite, and both of them are the pillars of what is Avodas Hashem. But if you have only that and you stop at that, then you have a disjointed Avoda, bits and pieces that not only don't seem to make one picture, but sometimes at loggerheads with each other. So how can a person say I'm being Oyver Hashem Echad, Hashem is one, and there are so many conflicting, I have to run and help somebody, but I have to kill somebody who lit a match on Shabbos. So how do I put these pieces together? Even if they're not at exact loggerheads, but one of the questions that Kadmonim asked on Emunah was, how can you have from Echad a ribui to come out? How could from one come out a ribui? This Maral brings this question a few times, and each time he gives us a different answer to it, and it seems to be, it's a very central question. The Rambam actually, Nevuchim, asks it on Aristotle, that you can't, if he believed that Hashem was Echad, how could you have many things coming out of it. One of the Terutz Maral says is Tzuras Adam, because Adam is Ma'achir, all of it, it's one. But every person, when he is, Tchilas Avodah is with mitzvahs. Even the Torah we learn when we start learning, it's beginning of a mitzvah, it's not, there's no Havan and Tfisa Muk in it, it's a ma'is of learning, it's wonderful, but that's all it is. When a person has the pieces, to remain with the pieces and nothing more than that, is really, in a certain sense, almost the opposite. Hashem is one, and I'm involved in a thousand things, and some of them are even in conflict with each other. How do I understand it? So the final piece to it all is Torah, and that was the Midah of Yaakov. Torah gives a person the right das to understand everything else. Like the Maral says, Torah is the Seder HaOlam. It's something which gives structure to the world, and b'meila each piece finds its place. On a superficial level, we ask ourselves, why does a person have to learn? And the answer is so that we know what to do. So Torah is like it's a instruction book. So fine. So that's the beginning of it, and that's certainly not the quality of Torah. Torah gives you the picture. And for a person who's a bar das, to do a lot of random things that have no shaykhs to each other or very poorly understood shaykhs to each other is very difficult. It's not the hallmark of bar das. It brings into question, if there's one God with one ratzon, why there are 1,001 mitzvahs? Why there are tayag mitzvahs? Each one represents a different ratzon. Torah is the mahalach that allows us to place a seder and give each chelik its part in it. So if we ask ourselves, what's the role of Torah in our life? The role of Torah is to create a circle with boxes where when every piece finds its place, the thing looks shlemistic. Sometimes we meet people that are very, very big in different areas, but very short in other areas. And it's jarring. It's the godless in one area sometimes begs the question of what happened to, in other words, how did the two live together? How could a person be so big in the area of X and so small in another area? It's almost like it's a person who some varim are extremely big and some varim are extremely small. That's a misshaped person. A person who has das Torah, meaning it in his day as a Torah kadeya, means that his tfisa is a tfisa of all the pieces, each one in the right place, and it's right makom. That's shlemus. And it's not only shlemus as an extraordinary madrega. It's a real reflection of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam, above all, yes, Ribbono Shel Olam is Shabbos, and Ribbono Shel Olam is Chesed, and Ribbono Shel Olam is Tefillin, and Ribbono Shel Olam is Makis for someone who's Chayav Makis. But the Ribbono Shel Olam, above all, is Echot. And the only Tefisa for that is the Tefisa of Das. The Yaakov Avinu put the final piece into place. He when he went to sleep, he had conflicting stones surrounding his head because each stone wanted to shtel tzu to its sheirish. The stones become one because they found their rightful place. When they looked at it in the framework of the das, then each stone has its makom. When Yaakov Avinu woke up, he realized that this Evan that was a chibur of the two Avonim, is be'etzem his avodah. That's his mizbeach. His mizbeach is the mizbeach of Avonim that came together because Olayi Yaniach Tzadik as Roishay. They all wanted to have shaychus with the Roish of Yaakov, because that is be'atzmis of Yaakov. That's his midah be'atzim. The understanding that doing a lot of wonderful things and good things is very nice, and a lot of good schar, but becoming an adam is shaykh to when the pieces fit together. You see a person sometimes where all his midas and his avodas balanced, and that person has a specific yofi, a specific shufra, because when beauty is something that more than anything else depends on a balance of different parts and pieces. If something, there is nothing that's intrinsically beautiful. Black is not intrinsically beautiful, white is not intrinsically beautiful, red is not intrinsically beautiful. When you have them in the right combination, that's beautiful. Long, short, thin, thick, none of these are be'etzem beautiful until you have it in the appropriate mida, in the appropriate balance. The shufra of Adam was the shufra of his das that reflected Tzel Melekim. It perforce made him the redu on everything. Yaakov Avinu had a reflection of that shufra, the shufra of being, of having the das that puts everything together and is able to be shoylen everything and bring it together. And this is what he gave Klal Yisrael. The makkah b'patesh, what makes Yisrael is Yisrael, is not any one particular mitzvah, it's not many mitzvahs, it's the tzura klalis of having everything together in its right place, in its right makrim, and that, when it's done right, that yofi reflects again into every person that has that kain shufra of Yaakov Avinu. Yes.